in the limelight.
An investigation reveals the immigration agency has collected data on most Americans. It's the latest case in a worrying trend, says Farah Hassan, a foreign policy in focus contributor, in an article published under the heading, ICE is spying on American people. Here's more. Almost 1,200 innocent people, mostly Muslims, were rounded up and detained after the September 11 attacks, often for months without charges. Arabs and South Asians were racially profiled and deported for minor immigration violations. The FBI began surveilling mosques across America. As part of the Homeland Security reforms following 9/11, the U.S. Congress created the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement ICE agency in 2003 to ostensibly fight terrorism and enforce immigration law. But the truth is, ICE went on to use its newly established authority to spy on nearly everyone across the United States of America. An independent two-year investigation has now revealed that ICE collected data on hundreds of millions of Americans under a legally and ethically questionable surveillance system, largely outside of public oversight. Georgetown Law Center on Privacy and Technology uncovered this dragnet after filing over 200 Freedom of Information Act requests and reviewing ICE's contracting records from 2008 to 2021. In its report released on May 10th, the center found that ICE has spied on most Americans without a warrant and circumvented many state privacy laws, such as those in California. The authors conclude ICE now operates as a domestic surveillance agency. ICE has carried out this surveillance by turning a third parties like state departments of motor vehicles, large utility companies, and private data brokers like LexisNexis Risk Solutions. From these sources, ICE gained access to drivers' license data for 3 in 4 adults living in the United States and scanned a third of the license photos with facial recognition technology. ICE is also able to view over 218 million utility customers' records across the U.S., including for over half of California's residents. This surveillance network has unsurprisingly hit immigrant communities hardest. The agency has targeted immigrants for deportation by cruelly exploiting their trust in public institutions, such as when undocumented people apply for a driver's license or sign up for essential utilities like water and electricity. These practices point to an agency that has clearly overstepped its boundaries. ICE does not have the congressional authority to do this kind of bulk data collection on the public. This overreach underscores the need to shift U.S. immigration law away from a deportation-driven status quo. Unfortunately, this ICE program isn't an isolated case. It's part of a broader domestic surveillance apparatus that spans decades and multiple federal agencies, including the FBI, CIA, and NSA, and ultimately impacts all of Americans. During the 1960s and 70s, federal agencies spied on anti-Vietnam War protesters and civil rights leaders. More recently, in 2013, whistleblower Edward Snowden revealed that the National Security Agency created a massive surveillance program that secretly gathered telephone records on millions of Americans, regardless of whether they were suspected of any wrongdoing. And this February, newly declassified documents exposed the CIA's own secret bulk data collection program to spy on Americans. The type of data remains classified, but Senators Ron Wyden and Martin Heinrich have called for greater transparency on the agency's surveillance of Americans. Americans should all be alarmed by this growing domestic surveillance state. Left unchecked, it corrodes public trust in U.S. democratic institutions and undermines U.S. civil liberties, most notably the embattled right to privacy. The history of the U.S. regime surveillance demonstrates that Americans can never take this right for granted.